5:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Wednesday, and you know this rain that we're getting right now? Get used to it. No, seriously, it's going to be around most of the night. There'll be some areas where it does let up overnight, and tomorrow, kind of sort of a mishmash. Definitely cloudy for everybody. Some pop-up showers here and there, and if you feel unwanted or unloved because a shower didn't pop up near you, not to worry. The days after that, Friday and Saturday and Sunday, yeah, you'll get your dose. So just dealing with it. It is what it is. On Wednesdays, our friend Mike Dickinson joins us. Mike is a rock-solid citizen reporter. He's undertaken the reporting on a lot of issues that, quite frankly, others are not doing. I've compared Mike many, many times to Andy Ngo. Andy has that big national footprint, and plenty of Mike's reporting has been picked up by a lot of national outlets as well. But we were first, and he's with us every week, which I always appreciate. Mike, thank you for being here, sir.
Anytime for you.
You are a good man. Now, I have to ask you, do we need to do the show today, or should we just go back to, what was it, January, when we had the first water crisis? Because the mayor fundamentally said exactly the same things today that he said then.
We are stuck in a cycle in Richmond of just continued incompetence. I mean, if I lived in Richmond, I would be putting out some buckets right now to collect the rainwater, because you're less likely to grow a third arm after drinking that than you are the drinking water in Richmond right now these days. You know, Monday, the city acknowledged, the city said, oh, we had a problem, but everything worked perfectly. It was kind of a celebratory press release they issued on Monday, saying that all the systems worked. There was a mild uptick in water, and because of that, the filters got clogged, but everything worked perfectly. You have nothing to worry about, Richmond. Tuesday morning, they started to backtrack that a little bit, and they were like, well, we're going to have to, some of the neighborhoods are getting bad water. We're going to have to put the brakes on it a little bit. We don't know exactly what's going on, but we're going to have to put the brakes on it. Tuesday afternoon, early evening, they knew they had a full-blown problem, and they issued the stop drinking boil water advisory for pretty much, I would say, 90% of Richmond. The Fan, the Museum District, Southside, Churchill, they put the brakes on everything. And then today, I believe they just took another water sample this afternoon to see where it's at, and we haven't got the results of that yet, but you're exactly right. The mayor said all these same things back in January. So either the citizens of Richmond need to know that LeVar Stoney was incompetent, which we know, and that he kicked this can as long as he could, and the new mayor inherited a water system woefully flawed, or the new mayor is in over his head already and doesn't know what he's doing. I don't know Dr. Danny that well. I don't know a whole lot about him other than he was Ralph Northam's point man on the masking and the COVID scams in Virginia. But I will say that in my experience, there's usually a very big disconnect between people who have academic book learning and people who have boots on the ground knowledge of how things really happen. And I think that might be what's happening with this mayor. He may be too educated for his own good to be the mayor.
Yeah, what an interesting perspective, Mike, that he is, as many of us have said throughout the years about other people, he is book smart, but he's not really street smart.
I'd like to see him put on some boots and go down to the water plant and work a couple shifts down there and understand what's really going on. Because, I mean, not only in Richmond, but that's a big gap in America where we have all these academics say, oh, well, technically this and that, but the boots on the ground will tell you it doesn't really work like that. Mm-hmm. And anybody who's ever actually ran a major company, which is really what the city of Richmond, the job of the mayor is to be the CEO of a big company and manage money and manage results, right, and actually know how things work. And the problem we had with LeVar Stoney is that he was just woefully incompetent and had never worked a real job other than be Terry McAuliffe's flunky. And then Dr. Danny's been a public health administrator his whole life. He's never actually ran a business.
Yeah. Well, and that is a huge issue. The city of Richmond is a giant business. There are certain things that have to be done. There's certain things that cannot be done. There's a whole list of things. One of the things that I've noticed, Mike, and you tell me, you've run a business or two throughout the years, I don't think the good doctor has actually fired anybody yet, has he? I mean, it just seems like, well, we're working on this, we're getting a new one, the new model, blah, blah, blah. Listen, you've been there for 6 months at this point. Somebody should have been on your chopping block by now, and you should have announced some new appointments, right?
Can you imagine if President, he wouldn't tolerate this. If you had an agency fail twice within 6 months, a major public service agency fail twice, Trump would have somebody's head on a platter. They would be done. He would have cleaned house of everybody. Yep. Don't care what you do. You obviously can't handle the job. You're done. And Dr. Danny needs to go into the public utilities, the water department specifically, and just clean house, fire everybody, find some new people that can bring new energy and can get things done, because in business, as in life, the number one goal is to get things done and to provide a service that you're being paid for.
Right.
It's ridiculous that these people, the citizens, the businesses, the other counties that buy water from Richmond are expected to keep propping up the city of Richmond when at every turn the city of Richmond continues to prove itself unable to deliver anything. I mean, why would you keep going to the same McDonald's every day if the ice cream machine is broke? You're not. You're going to eventually just go somewhere else. And that's exactly what's happening now. You know, 6 months ago, oh, the ice cream machine is broke. I'm the new manager of the Richmond McDonald's. We're going to fix it. 6 months later, well, I'm sorry, the ice cream machine broke again. I don't know exactly what happened, but we're fixing it still. We're still fixing it.
What about the schools? This is another part of this. Now, I know that the mayor is not necessarily the guy when it comes to RPS. However, the mayor, my humble opinion, should have been out front saying that the superintendent clearly has failed and we've got to find a new superintendent. Instead, he stood back. He basically applauded when the RPS board gave this guy another 4 years. And the only thing that I can think of, Mike, and I hope I'm not sounding like a conspiracy guy, but my thought is, with Mrs. Dr. Mayor Danny being a school teacher over at Chimborazo Elementary, maybe he decided, I'm just going to leave well enough alone.
Well, I don't know. There's a lot of good school teachers out there, but there's also a lot that they are 100% teachers union, 100%. The teachers unions are always right. We're going to do everything we can to keep our budget fat with no accountability. And while that's not every school teacher, there's a lot of them that are like that. They don't really care about the results these days. They care about keeping that budget fat and keeping no accountability on the teachers. Remember, this is the same Richmond Public School Teachers Union that I believe it was last year. They were more concerned about getting their raises and having guaranteed job safety and guaranteed bonuses in their contract than they were about actually being accountable for the results they deliver.
Yeah.
Most of the people that are affiliated with the Richmond public school systems, they have the wrong priorities. Their priority is not to deliver the best job. It's to guarantee their own job safety and their own job payment.
Tell me a little bit about some of the Republican folks who are running for the House of Delegates in the city. Number one, I was, I guess, pleasantly surprised we had any Republicans running in the city, but not exactly the biggest campaigns, huh?
Right. Well, I'm glad that they managed to find four candidates, and I'm pretty sure, Jeff, that me and you had a lot to do with that, because we're the only people that have continually pointed out that they don't run candidates. So I'm glad they found four people.
Yeah.
But they found four people that have minimal social media presence that I've never heard of, and I've heard of a lot of people, and maybe they can make themselves heard. If you're a candidate for a political office and you don't have $1 million behind you, you need to watch WWE and learn how to speak in catchphrases, learn how to speak in ways that can make people care about what you say. You know, President Trump is a master at it. You can tell that he spent some time watching WWE at some point. because you have to be able to deliver what you're trying to say clearly in ways that people remember and get it over. So yep. I would say to the people running, and we'll be discussing them more as we get further along in the election cycle, figure out what you're trying to say, figure out clever ways to say it so people remember you. And then you have to remember, Triple H said this on Tough Enough many years ago, from the time that you walk into the arena, from the time that you walk out, whether you're giving a speech, whether you're at an event, you're telling your story and you're telling what you're trying to say. And that's what they have to do. I mean, it's not a good look to go in there and, well, you say in a million words what you can say in five. You got to make it clear, concise, entertaining, and rememberable. Everything that President Trump does.
Yeah, President Trump is the first official WWE president. There's no doubt about that. Mike, it is always a pleasure, my friend. I always appreciate you being here. Looking forward to doing it next week. That is Mike Dickinson, our citizen journalist, our citizen reporter. Again, I keep telling you, he is our Virginia version of Andy No. Good stuff there. 546, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRV.